Becker on Darren Adonik. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Looks like the Islanders are indeed going to name Barry Trotz their next head coach. Pretty cool stuff. Also, pretty cool stuff on this front. Announcer now gets to feel what it's like when he sees players getting called up to the bigs because he's been called up to the bigs. Sounds play-by-play man Jeff Hem is on the line with us. Jeff, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great. How are you?
What was the feeling like? I'm not as well as you. I'm doing fine, but not as well as you. What was that call like?
It was pretty surreal. It's like you said, it's really easy to sound cliche on it, but I've seen plenty of guys go through it around me, and to go through it myself here over the next 24 hours is going to be pretty special. I found out a couple of weeks ago we were on an off day, and so my wife and I, the kids still went to their daycare, and my wife and I decided to go to a midday movie, which I could not have told you the last time we had gone to an actual movie theater. As parents of two young kids, it's just something we don't do. So we went to a movie, and I felt my phone vibrate in my pocket midway through the movie, and I took it out, and it was the director of broadcasting for the Oakland A's, and he said, "Jeff, do you have a couple minutes to chat at some point today?" And this is not someone that I regularly converse with during the season, so it was a little bit out of the blue to get the email, and so I didn't want to be presumptuous, but I had a feeling it could involve something of this capacity, just because of why else would he be reaching out in the way that he did. So I was a good husband. I finished the movie with my wife. I didn't just leave her in there and go make the call right away, even though that thought did cross my mind, believe me. We were toward the end of the movie, though. I felt good about it. And so anyway, I called him back, and he explained that they had a need for somebody on the 22nd. One of their two radio broadcasters has to attend a memorial service, and they were looking for somebody to fill in, and the proximity, they're playing the White Sox in Chicago, and the proximity of Nashville being only an hour flight away, I think, played a big role in their needing me, as opposed to if they had been in Seattle or somewhere else. So that was the deal, and I said, of course, I'm absolutely interested, and thank you for thinking of me. And we worked out the details and the flights and the travel, and it helps that the Sounds are at home. And we're home tonight, and we'll be home through the weekend, so the logistics of that were fairly easy as opposed to if we were on the road somewhere. So it was a great email and phone call to get. It was surreal, but it was kept fairly quiet for those first couple of weeks. They wanted to make an announcement as if they were calling up a guy, which they did on social media in a fun, creative way. And so, but they didn't want to do it too far out from the actual game date. So it was kept under wraps for a little while, and then it became all the more real the other day when it actually got announced, because then, as a player would, I could start contacting more people, and you know, word spread pretty quickly, and I was getting texts and calls, and you know, nice of so many people to offer their congratulations. So it's been pretty crazy the last few days, and just a lot of fun, and I'm just very appreciative of the opportunity. As you guys know, these are not easy opportunities to get. So I'm just thankful and looking forward to it.
I don't know if you're watching Incredibles 2 or it was the most amazing movie ever, but or you just wanted to be the greatest husband ever, but for you not to step out and take that call, kudos to you. Wow.
Well, it was an email asking me to call him. So it probably would have been different if it was a missed call and a voice
call.
And said,
okay.
Hey, honey, I got to jump out. But it was an email saying, hey, do you have a minute? Here's my number. And so I didn't get the feeling that it was real immediate, but believe me, I would not have done anything that I thought might jeopardize the opportunity. I've got a great wife who's understanding of what this all means. So it's, we did not have to, risk anything by finishing the movie, or I would not have done that. It was not a great, I don't even remember what it was called. It was one of the, Melissa McCarthy is in it. It's fairly new, but I couldn't even tell you the,
oh, where she goes back to college.
Yes, yeah, she goes back to college. Fairly entertaining movie, but for the last 45 minutes of it, my mind was definitely in another place. I think I know how it ended, but I was trying to run through the scenarios through my mind of what this phone call could involve and what it would involve, but we did finish it. It worked out well.
Did you pick up a lottery ticket today? Because your news just keeps getting better. Today, the A's and the White Sox were rained out, which means tomorrow will be a day-night doubleheader.
Yes, that's exactly what that means. It's I always try to avoid doubleheaders like the plague, but I'm ready for one tomorrow. I could not be more excited about a doubleheader tomorrow. I'm The only thing I'm worried about is that there's dicey weather in Chicago tomorrow too. So I'm hoping that nothing gets pushed back to Saturday, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But as of now, it's looking good for a nice twin bill in Chicago tomorrow.
Now, you guys are hosting Round Rock at First Tennessee Park tonight and through the weekend. Well, are you doing tonight's game, or what's your schedule?
Yep, I'm doing tonight's game, and as of now, I'm scheduled to fly back Saturday and do our game here on Saturday, so I'll just miss tomorrow's Sounds game, and we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. We found this guy named Pete Weber who's going to do tomorrow's Sounds game for me. He doesn't have a lot of on-air experience, but I think it'll go okay.
And, I think you probably gave him some tapes to listen to and, you know, see what he can do.
He's done more baseball games than I think I've watched in my life, so he'll be just fine. But, yeah, so Pete was that was one call I made shortly after getting that news a couple of weeks ago, because he was one of the first guys we thought about as a great sound supporter all these years, and obviously he's done plenty of games over the years in all kinds of different capacities. So I reached out to him after I was asked to do the A's game to make sure that we'd be covered in some capacity down here. So, yeah, I'm doing tonight's game. The tarp is off the field. Obviously, we had some rain here, but I think we're in good shape now, and it'll be a little 24-hour trip to Chicago.
Jeff Hem is with us, voice of the Nashville Sounds. Call to the big leagues for the doubleheader, Oakland A's and the Chicago White Sox tomorrow. So, Jeff, it'll be interesting. You'll get to see a lot of guys who have just come up through First Tennessee Park that you've been calling the last couple of years. The A's have done, I think, a pretty darn good job of developing that next wave of talent. You look up in the standings, they've got a winning record.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, they, as they told me about the opportunity, that was a factor, the fact that their roster is so sounds heavy that they liked the fact that I could bring that perspective to the table of seeing these guys down here, and now as they're trying to establish themselves up there. And you're right. I mean, it's I don't have their 25-man roster in front of me at this very moment, but I would guess it's about 17, 18 guys probably have been sounds in some capacity these last few years on that roster up there. Barreto and Olson and Pinder and of course Jonathan Lucroy going back to the Brewers affiliation days here. So there's a lot of former sounds on that team, and it's going to be fun to I don't know how many of them know that I'm coming, so it'll be interesting to see the looks on their faces when I walk in, and they're probably going to wonder what the heck I'm doing up there, rightfully so. But it'll definitely put me at ease as I try to manage the nerves that I've heard players talk about all the different years about their big league debuts. I'm sure that will be going on for me tomorrow, so it'll be a calming feeling to know that in some ways it will feel like a sounds game just because of the guys on the field that I know and I've seen play, and there's less prep needed in that sense because I've watched them all firsthand. And you're right, a lot of them are on their way to, you know, never being sounds again and becoming established big leaguers up there around that infield and on that pitching staff. That rotation up there is very sounds heavy, and I think Sean Manaea is scheduled for the second of the two tomorrow night in the doubleheader, and an electric left-hander that not all that long ago was down here with us.
No question. I remember him well. Jeff, one of the things you just touched on, when they see you up there, they'll say, hey, Jeff, you know, it's interesting the relationship you have when you cover a minor league team or any team, especially baseball, when you play so many games and you're together so often. You know, you have stories of travel where you're all in the same situation. There was the time, was it last year or the year before, that you guys were sleeping in the airport, I think, or something? It was some crazy stuff that happened.
It's funny you mentioned that. That was 2 years ago. We were leaving Albuquerque from a day game, connecting in Phoenix. Well, we just came off an off day, and on Tuesday afternoon, we played a day game in Albuquerque. We did not come through Phoenix this time, and believe me, there were plenty of people that were remembering 2 years ago when we came through from a day game in Albuquerque, and we actually had a delay in Albuquerque. There was all kinds of nasty weather in Denver where we were connecting through, and we were delayed in Denver, and we were sitting on the plane in Albuquerque trying to get to Denver, and I'm thinking, oh, no, this is happening again. This is not going to be Phoenix, but this is happening again. We were at risk of missing a connecting flight in Denver, which we fortunately made, and we got back to Nashville at about 2:30 in the morning. But, man, I remember I remember the Albuquerque sleeping in the Phoenix airport night all too well. So yeah, we. And my, long story short, we almost had to relive that 48 hours ago, but we dodged that bullet.
But that's the kind of bond that you have with players that nobody ever forgets something like that. So you have conversation pieces and things you find out about people just from going through that kind of experience together.
Yeah, I think you've called plenty of games. I think people will sometimes ask how do you prepare for all these games? How do you fill all that time? And so much of it is just filled by just going through the schedule with the other guys on the team. You know, it's not like I sit on the bus with a reporter's notebook and I'm asking them questions. You just pick up on things by being around them. You know, you pick up on things during batting practice. You get to know certain guys more than others. But it's one of the most enjoyable parts of the job for me is not only getting to know them, but just seeing the work that they put in at this level. I mean, the talent of a AAA roster is so immense. It's easy to forget about because it's hard to get to the big leagues, and it's even harder to stay there and become a Mike Trout kind of player where you're never thought of as anything other than a major leaguer, and people easily forget the minor league days. Most of these guys have to grind and grind and get up there and then come back and get up again and try to stay there, and then maybe they get traded or whatever it is. It's not easy to become an everyday major leaguer, and these guys down here at AAA are so good, and to see the time that they put in and how early in the day they're out here to working on it and trying to get there, it's just fun then to see them with the work, paying off up there and getting those opportunities. It's one of the greatest parts of the job because these guys put in a ton of time just to be a really good AAA ball player, and hopefully they get their shot in the major leagues.
The Tennessean just recently did a interesting article where they took the whole state of Tennessee and they ranked some of the best prospects in the game, regardless of the level of the minor leagues, because our state they've got representation, single A, double A, and triple A. But who are a couple of names for baseball fans, if you're going out to see the Sounds, that you want to focus on? When you're going to see a Sounds game, who are the one or two guys playing right now that people need to keep their eye on?
Well, our infield has been pretty talented, and one of the guys the last couple of years, one of our top prospects, Franklin Barreto, is up with the A's now because he went up when Matt Chapman just got hurt recently. So I would have said Barreto first and foremost, and hopefully Barreto's a guy who stays in Oakland. But the left side of our infield is very talented. It's two guys who were acquired last year in trades by the Athletics and are part of their rebuild and have bright futures. They're going through some growing pains a little bit at AAA in the sense of just getting the feel for how pitchers work you differently at this level compared to double A. But Jorge Mateo came over last summer in the Sonny Gray trade from the Yankees. He was one of the three guys they got in return for Sonny. And then our third baseman, Sheldon Noisy, came over from the Nationals when the A's traded Sean Doolittle and Ryan Madsen. So two guys who are prospects, they're at AAA for the first time. They're under the age of 24. And they're just recently really starting to heat up. They both had good road trips where we went out to some hitter-friendly places like Albuquerque and El Paso, which are good spots to get the bats going. And now as we get back home and we're done with the interconference play, you hope that can continue even though we're not in launching pad-type ballparks. But those are two guys, Noisy and Mateo, that the A's are high on. They both had really good seasons a year ago. Noisy was in big league camp all this spring and didn't come down until the very end, and so he got some good experience against good pitching in the spring. And so the left side of our infield is pretty talented right now with those two guys, and the A's have the luxury of being well filled at those positions at the major league level, where they're not just begging those guys to get up there. There's not a huge hurry. You feel like Chapman's pretty well cemented at third when he's healthy up there, and they've got Marcus Semien playing at short. So there's an opportunity for Noisy and Mateo to be here for a while and do the development that the A's want them to do before they get to the big leagues.
Willie, while we were interviewing Jeff Hem, Chad of the Sounds, the media relations department, Jeff Hem is going to call the AAA All-Star Game in Columbus, Ohio. I'm just telling you, go get a lottery ticket. It is good to be Jeff Hem. Go get a lottery ticket today.
It's a decent week.
Man, all right. A decent week. Holy cow, the hits just keep coming. Jeff, congratulations
that'll be
on all these fronts.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this, and we'll do a follow-up. We'll find out how it went, okay? Have fun.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. Good to talk to you.
Beat the White Sox. They stink.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. That's just a given. Everybody does, don't they? Come on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys. See you.
Jeff Hem, man, he is on a roll. Doubleheader tomorrow in Chicago. A's, White Sox, he'll be behind the mic. He's going to do the AAA All-Star Game in Columbus, Ohio on July 11th.
Really cool park right next to where the Columbus Blue Jackets play. Yep. The park not far, just a couple blocks down.
I've seen it. Good stuff. We will come back with more of Darren and Donick next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.